everybody. When's the last time you heard a podcast intro that's tuned to the synchro of the turn signal? Man, that is genius, baby. It's just like those people that make songs out of the old Windows startup or the You've Got Mail notification. Brilliant. I just thought of that. It's great. Just wanted to touch base with you on a couple of things that really caught my interest. If you are a creative person or strive to be, I would recommend you go listen to a podcast by YouTube sensations, Rhett and Link. And the podcast is called Ear Biscuits. And look for the episode from last Friday. And I don't know what it's called because I'm driving. But I think it's April 24th, 2014. And it's about how those two dudes... Oh, I want you to hear those breaks with me. It's about how those guys do their creative process. And in the last few months, I have been fascinated, and I become more and more fascinated, especially after I hear an episode like that, of how creative people actually apply their workflows. Like, what is their workflow? How do they handle, you know, coming up with an idea? Where do they put that idea, and when do they come back to it? And then what does that idea become? What kind of special sauce, salt and pepper, and some Hungarian paprika do they, and a Hungarian would say paprika, would apply to their idea? Because a lot of the stuff I do is really from the hip. And that's the name of the podcast. From the hip. I just, whatever's on my mind, whatever I'm inspired to do. Except lately, if you've been catching the episodes, I have been producing things and taking ideas and molding it. But even so, most of the time, there's a very short time period from when the idea strikes me and when I get to work on it and actually publish it. Like, it's literally within a day. And I do have a notepad of ideas. And I use a couple of different things to capture my ideas. There's an application on the iPhone and the iPad called Drafts, where I put up application or ideas as they come to me. And then I send that off to my Getting Things Done app, or it's a to-do list on steroids called Things. And that's a Mac, iPhone, and iPad program. So, but I'm constantly trying to refine that, because, like, I am not the best at record keeping or filing this kind of stuff. So it really intrigues me when I find out, or when I listen to other people who are creative, whether they're musicians or comedians or writers. I want to know how they're doing it. Because I do figure that out, and I could draw upon some of these other ideas and maybe mold a few of those babies, then I could do some good stuff. So yeah, that's Rhett and Link Ear Biscuits. That podcast is great because they interview internet celebrities, mostly YouTube, as they are YouTube celebrities as well. They're really funny guys from North Carolina. I think it's North Carolina, South Carolina. And they make videos, but they have a daily talk show, morning talk show that they record in their studio. They moved to California. They have their studio set up, and they sit in front of the camera, and they have a good time. Really creative stuff. And the episodes are only 10, 11 minutes long. So it's, you know, they're figuring it out. Nobody wants to sit in front of the computer for an hour a day. So anyway, That's something that's been... listen to that. Oh, my brakes. I'm going to be doing something with this car. I created a little show the other day. It's called the Rust Bucket Waltz. And that show was totally inspired by my Rust Bucket 13-year-old car that has caused me a lot of grief. And it's time to replace the car, actually both our cars. And a deal I had kind of fell through, so I'm have to change my approach to getting a car. Yeah, I know that's boring. But yeah, anyway, listen, I have to go. I'm beside a police officer. I'll just put my phone on my lap. Oh. And that's the way we stand. My son's getting braces tomorrow. One and a half years of brace wearing joy we are going to have with that kid. And that's going to be interesting. I never had braces. My family, no one in my family had braces. Not even my wife had braces. He's the first person, blood relative, who I know of, has got braces. One day on Ancestry.com, people are going to look back and say, oh, let's look for the family member who had braces, and he's going to stand out with robotic teeth. But yeah, that's it. That's all I got. That's all I got for you. Thank you for listening to From the Hip. You know, never asked this before, but if you want to be a lamb, then I would appreciate, if you do like the show, head over to iTunes and leave me a review. That would be great. Go to iTunes, look for From the Hip with Albert Athazi, and leave me a review. Not a super big deal if you don't. I'm not going to beg here. I'm not that kind of guy. But, you know, it would make me happy if I go to iTunes and see a review. You know what I'm saying? All right. That's enough of that. Okay, last night of work. I'm pumped. And I hope you're doing good. And keep your ear peeled to your smartphone or whatever your device of choice is to listen to podcasts. I got more coming, baby. Talk to you later.